Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back to one of his great songs. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff Inico is our guest. Cliff is the author of the brand new book, The Crowdfunding Handbook, but also a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's helped us on many, many areas as a small business attorney and an expert in helping people run their businesses. The Crowdfunding Handbook, raise money for your small business or startup with equity funding portals. Now, equity means investment, folks. That means other people give you money. You may not know them. You probably don't know them, right? If it's crowdfunding,
you almost certainly will not know who these people are.
Now, you'll know them after they put their money in, right? Because you'll have
a record of
them.
Yeah, although they're not strangers either. I think a lot of the successful things we're going to see here are going to be companies raising money from their existing social media networks. I mean, there are companies out there, Jim, you know, popular restaurants and things like that, that, you know, they may not have a lot of capital, but they've got like 10,000 Facebook likes or 25,000 Twitter followers or something like that. These are the kind of companies that I think will prosper in this new world because they already have fans. They have people who have bought into the company that know what that company is about, know what the business is, and they like it.
Has it come to this where... One of the qualifications for getting investment money is if you have likes.
Yeah, well, it may be.
Think about that.
Coming into that. Let's put it this way.
Look, Facebook already did it. When they went public, they didn't have any customers. They had 900 million users.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's what they tapped into when they went public. This is going to enable a lot of smaller businesses, and especially businesses that are not venture capital candidates. Retail businesses, service businesses, companies that the VC people don't look at. Those are the people who I think are going to be excited about this and who may be tempted to do one of these offerings. I mean, is it going to happen overnight? Is it going to be a gold rush, Jim? The answer is absolutely no. But I think over the next couple of years, you're
going to
see a lot of buzz about this, and I think a lot of companies are going to wake up and say, hey, I could either go out and get an SBA loan, put a second or third mortgage on my house, have all these horrible restrictive covenants that the banks want me to comply with, or I can go out and tap my 50,000 followers and get people invested in my company who really believe in the company and who will be brand ambassadors for me.
So that's an interesting point. But before we go to that point, I want to make sure we get something straight that you began last time. I want to kind of make sure we finish it. And that is that as far as the government is concerned, as far as the SEC is concerned, as of right now, you can go to the market and ask people for investment.
You have to do it in a very particular way. There's a specific way they want you to do it.
And that's what's in the book.
That's what's in the book. But the answer is yes. And you can tap ordinary individuals, not just the accredited investors who have $1 million or more in net worth, you know, the filthy rich 1% people. You can actually raise money from people like
you and me. If your best friend's distant cousin wants to give you $1,000 for some stock, you can do that.
You can do that now. That's right.
Okay. All right. So now those people, I'm going to come back to one of the other methods of investing, which is the cause fund, the cause crowdfunding, which means they don't get anything back. They just give you money for your band or your art or whatever you're working on.
Right.
Those people are going to give you money and you're going to give them some stock and they understand that they may never get their money back, right?
Well, right now, you can't give, you know, up until today, you couldn't give them stock in your company. You could give them something else. You could give them a T-shirt. You could give them
But now, in the equity side, in the third example, that you can give them stock. But my point is, that's different. Somebody who knows you or who's sort of a regular person or who's been following you on Twitter or whatever, that's different from a hard-nosed group of investors who are thinking about your startup.
That's right. Exactly.
Because they're going to require different things from you.
That's exactly right. You know, they're fans. Although they may or they may not, Jim. I mean, I know a lot of people who would invest in the latest off-Broadway show just because, hey, it's cool. I got a piece of Hamilton. you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that out there. I think a lot of this, one of the things I say in my book is that...
But I'm still calling what you just described, still it's an emotional thing. It's more of a cause type of thing.
It will be. I think it will be, although you can't tell. Now, for now, I think that's a correct statement, Jim. But down the road, as this becomes a more recognized way for companies to raise capital, once we know exactly what kinds of capital companies are taking advantage of this, then I think the market may change and you might see real investors coming into this space saying, hey, you know, this isn't just for kids anymore. The grown-ups can play in this game, too. This is not going to happen overnight, Jim.
What I'm worried about is that somebody has got a distributorship out there. It's a Main Street business. It's never going to be any bigger than a Main Street business.
Right.
And they want some capital. They're tired of borrowing money from the bank. They want to get some capital. And somehow or another, they've got the idea that crowdfunding is going to save them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it will.
It probably won't, not for a business like that that has very low margins. And that, because don't forget, once you do one of these things, you now have investors and you have legal responsibilities to those people. You know, they're owners, they're co-owners, they're
all that obligation and all the contingent liability. You've detailed all that in your book, haven't you?
That's right. One of the things I tell people when you do one of these things, you got to designate one member of your management team as the investor relations
That's
person.
Right.
Because now you need that. You didn't need that before, but now you need someone who's going to have to deal with all the emails that these people are going to send you every day saying, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Hey, my cousin just graduated from college. Do you have a job for him? You know,
Do not take equity funding, crowdfunding, without reading Crowdfunding Handbook by Clifford.
Right.
Do not do that, folks. Promise me you won't, because I promise you, when you read the book, before you do any of that, you will thank me later. Tintel, stay with me. Cliff Inico and I are right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.